الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome to all viewers of Madani channel in our silsila Learn Quran. First of all, I would like to share a blessing of the recitation of Durud-e-Pak. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the summary of his narration is, the one who recites 1,000 times Durud upon me every day, he'll not die until he'll see his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are learning the Holy Quran, the word of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the most important book for each and every person in our life, the basic root of our Sharia, the book, if a person he follows, so he is really successful person. So alhamdulillah, in last silsila we learnt about the first 2-3 ayat of Surah Baqarah, and now inshallah we'll proceed furthermore. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned in the beginning of Surah Baqarah the signs, the qualities of those people, they have guidance from this book, those they are Ahl-e Taqwa, God-fearing people. So, three signs we discussed in last silsila, and some more signs and some more qualities we'll discuss in this silsila today. So, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And who believe in this, means Quran, which has been sent down upon you, and they believe in whatever is sent down before you, and they are certain of hereafter. So basically in this ayah kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has mentioned three basic things. First of all, the person who has the guidance from this book, the successful person, his another quality is that whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, means the Holy Quran, all the wahy, which was sent down upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, he is a successful person. We have to believe in whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has sent down upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, this thing clarify that if a person, he claims that he is mu'min, he is Muslim, but he doesn't believe in prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or he doesn't believe whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it means he is not mu'min. So this is the importance of the revelation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, there is another very important Madani pearl, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did not say that those people, they believe in whatever we have sent down. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, whatever we have sent down upon you, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, there is the importance of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And as well as it is very important and very necessary and it is obligatory and first for our iman that whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has sent down before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam means upon any other prophet, upon all the prophets which came before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so we have to believe in those all revelations as well. Because those were also Anbiya, those were also prophets, Rasul. And whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has revealed upon them, we have to believe in that as well. And this is our aqeedah, this is our belief. This is a very basic thing that if a person, he claims to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but he denies any single prophet of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so he is not a mu'min. His iman is not completed. He is not a Muslim because we have to believe in all the prophets of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is very important for us as well. But there is another very important thing as well, that only the Quran, this holy book, the last word of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this is the book, and its miracle is that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has saved this book from all the evils. There is no possibility of any change. Whatever was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam until the day of judgment, those all words are saved because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said in this Quran that inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Surely, verily, we have sent down this book. Dhikr means Holy Quran. And we will save it forever. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said very clearly that the Holy Quran is a book which is saved. There is no possibility of any change. But the other books which were revealed before the Holy Quran, so now those books are mixed with the journal sayings of the other people. And those are not saved like the Holy Quran is. So that's why if a person, he gives us any narration, any ayah, anything out of any other book like Torah, Injil. So what is the test for that? And what would be the belief of a Muslim about that verse? So ulama-i kiram explained about this, that we have believed generally in the all books of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But in this time, because there are too many changings, those are proved. So that's why if a person, he claims about any ayah, any part of Torah, Injil, so if that thing is according to the Holy Quran, so we will accept. And if something which is against the Holy Quran, so we won't accept. And we will think about that this is the one of those changings which were made by the human beings. So this is the general belief about the all prophets and all the books which were revealed before the book of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this Holy Quran. To Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne iman bil ghaib, namaz, uski rah mein kharch karne ke baad, ek aur badi hi aham cheez ko yahan par bayan farmaya. کہ ہدایت یافتہ کے لیے اہل تقویٰ کے لیے یہ ضروری ہے کہ اے محبوب صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم جو کچھ ہم نے آپ پر نازل فرمایا وہ اس پر ایمان لے کر آئیں بغیر سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم پر نازل ہوئی شے پر ایمان لائے کوئی بھی شخص مسلمان نہیں ہو سکتا، اس کا ایمان کامل نہیں ہو سکتا۔ تو جو کچھ اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے نازل فرمایا اس پر ہمارا یقین، ہمارا ایمان ہونا یہ ضروری ہے، اور اس کے ساتھ ہی دیگر انبیاء کرام پر ایمان لانا بھی ضروری ہے، کیونکہ وہ بھی اللہ کے نبی ہیں۔ کسی ایک نبی کا انکار گویا کہ تمام انبیاء کا انکار ہے، کسی سابقہ نبی کا انکار سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کا بھی انکار ہے، کیونکہ ان پر ایمان لانے کا بیان خود سرکار نے ارشاد فرمایا، قرآن نے بیان فرمایا۔ تو ہمارا یہ عقیدہ ہے اور یہ مومن کی شان ہے اور یہ ایمان کا حصہ ہے کہ عمومی طور پر ہم یہ ایمان رکھتے ہیں کہ جو کچھ بھی اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے نازل فرمایا قرآن کی شکل میں یا تورات، زبور، انجیل یا کسی بھی کتاب کے اندر، صحیفے کے اندر وحی فرمائی، ہم اس سب چیزوں پر، سب کتابوں پر ہمارا ایمان ہے۔ رہی بات اس زمانے میں اگر کوئی شخص کسی آیت کو لے کر آتا ہے، کسی حصے کو لے کر آتا ہے کسی سابقہ کتاب میں سے، اب اس پر ایمان کیسے رکھنا ہے؟ تو چونکہ یہ بات یقینی ہے کہ سابقہ کتابیں اس طرح سے اس زمانے میں موجود نہیں رہی جس طرح سے قرآن مجید فرقان حمید ہے، اس میں مختلف لوگوں نے طرح طرح کی چیزوں کو مکس کر دیا اور اپنی طرف سے گھڑی ہوئی باتوں کو شامل کر لیا، اسی لیے اس کا جو میزان ہے اور جو اسکیل بیان کیا گیا کہ کیسے پتا چلے اور اس کے بارے میں ہم کیا کہیں، خصوصی طور پر کسی آیت کے یا کسی بھی سابقہ کتاب کے حصے کے بارے میں، تو اس میں یہ علماء نے ہماری رہنمائی فرمائی کہ اگر وہ چیز قرآن کے مطابق ہے تو ہم مان لیں گے، اور اگر وہ قرآن کے مطابق نہیں تو ہم یہ یقین کریں گے کہ یہ وہ ہے کہ جو لوگوں نے اپنی طرف سے من گھڑت چیزوں کا اضافہ کر دیا، کیونکہ میزان جو اسکیل ہے وہ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید ہے۔ سو دس از دا بلیو، دس از دا بیسک عقیدہ اباؤٹ دا پروفٹس دے کیم بیفور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ سو جنرلی وی ہیو ٹو بلیو ان آل دا پروفٹس اینڈ وٹ ایور اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہیز ریویلڈ اپون دوز آل پروفٹس وچ کیم بیفور سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ سو ناؤ دیر از اے کنکلوژن، the person who has these all qualities, a person who has these all things, these all signs, so what is the fruit for him, what is the reward for him? Allah tabarak wa taala said, ulaika ala hudam mir rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun, it is they who are on guidance from their rabb and they are the successful. So what is the fruit? A person who has iman bil ghaib, who establishes his salah, who spends his wealth in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who believe in whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has sent down upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whatever is revealed before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so the person who has these all qualities, so he is a successful person. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given them a special blessing and those are on the right path. They have the real and actual guidance from their Rabb, from their Lord. So this is the fruit and reward for those all people. So this ayah is very important as well, that each and every person wants to be successful. Nobody will say that I don't want to be a successful person. There are some scales which are made by common people and we think that such kind of person is a successful person. But what about a person, about him Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that he is a successful person. So in fact, really, surely, without any doubt, that person is a successful person about whom Quran, the last word of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, explains. So may Allah give you and me tawfiq to be a successful person, to be a successful person, we have to adopt these all qualities and we have to act upon the Holy Quran, the teachings of the Holy Quran. So in the beginning, in these all ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained about mu'mineen, ahle taqwa, the people, those are God-fearing. After that, there is a section in which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned about disbelievers. Those people, they will never accept Islam. So what is their condition? So about those kuffar, non-believers, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. As for those whose fate is disbelief, whether you warn them or you do not warn them, it is all one for them. They will never believe. So this is the bayan, this is the explanation about those kuffar, non-believers. Their fate was set and in the knowledge of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And according to the knowledge of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in the ilm of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they were written as a kafir. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained about those people like Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab. They saw too many miracles. They saw too many things, too many proofs about Islam. And actually they knew what is the Islam. But because they were actually written as a kafir, so they never accept Islam. So whether you tell them about hereafter, whether you warn them, O Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, or you do not warn them, both conditions are same for them. There is no change. There is no possibility that they would be a Muslim. They will accept Islam. No. So their fate, their destination is kufr. So that's why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned here about those firm disbelievers. So the people, those they have this status and they are non-believers. So what would be the result for them? So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And Allah has sealed their hearts and their ears, and on their eyes is a covering, and for them is a terrible punishment. And for them is a terrible punishment. So the condition of those people is like a person who has eyes but he cannot see, who has ears but he cannot listen, who has heart but he cannot think about anything. So because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sealed upon these things, that's why these kuffar like Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab and many others, they used to see by their eyes the miracles on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, but they denied. They used to listen the verses of the Holy Quran, but they never became a Muslim. They used to think about all the signs of the prophethood. They had all the knowledge about those things, but because there was a seal upon their hearts, that's why they could not become a Muslim. So this is the condition and explanation about those kuffar. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, مؤمنین کی علامات کو بیان کرنے کے بعد ان کے انعام کو بیان فرماتا ہے کہ وہ لوگ کہ جن میں یہ خاصیات اور علامات ہوں جن کو پہلے بیان کیا گیا وہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی جانب سے ہدایت پر ہیں اور اس کے بعد اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ان کفار کا تذکرہ کیا ان چند آیات کے اندر کہ جن کے مقدر میں کفر پر مرنا تھا، جیسا کہ ابو جہل، ابو لہب، اسی طرح اور بہت سارے کفار. تو سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کو یہ بیان کیا گیا، بتایا گیا کہ اے میرے محبوب صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، آپ انہیں ڈر سنائیں یا نہ سنائیں، آپ انہیں کچھ بھی بیان کریں، وہ ایمان لانے والے نہیں. کیوں؟ کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ان کی آنکھوں پر، ان کے کانوں پر، ان کے دلوں پر مہر کر دی ہے اور ان کا خاتمہ کفر پر ہونا ہے. اسی لیے یہ کفار سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کے ہاتھوں سے معجزات کا ظہور دیکھتے تھے. آنکھوں کے سامنے جو ہے وہ سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم کے ہاتھوں میں کنکروں کا کلمہ پڑھنا دیکھا، اپنی آنکھوں کے سامنے چاند کو دو ٹکڑے ہوتے ہوئے دیکھا، اسی طرح اور بے شمار معجزات کو دیکھا. لیکن چونکہ آنکھیں ہونے کے باوجود حق کو دیکھنے سے محروم، کان ہونے کے باوجود حق کو سننے سے محروم، اور دل رکھنے کے باوجود حق کو قبول کرنے سے محروم تھے، تو گویا کہ یہ اندھے تھے، گویا کہ یہ بہرے تھے، گویا کہ ان کے دل جو ہے وہ مردہ تھے. تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ان کی اس حالت کو اس آیت کریمہ میں بیان فرمایا، اور جس کا خاتمہ کفر پر ہو اور جو کفر پر قائم رہتے ہوئے اس دنیا سے جائے گا، اس کے لیے اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے بڑا ہی شدید عذاب تیار رکھا ہے. مختلف آیات میں مختلف قسم کے عذابات کا تذکرہ ہے، اور یہاں پر ایک عظیم بڑے عذاب کا تذکرہ ہے. تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہم سب کو ایمان پر استقامت عطا فرمائے، کفر سے اللہ تبارک و تعالی کی ہر طرح کی نافرمانی سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرمائے. سو اٹ از ویری امپورٹنٹ فار اس، الحمدللہ وی آر مسلمز، وی ہیو بلیو ان اللہ اینڈ ہز پروفٹ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، بٹ دیر از این ادر تھنگ وچ از مچ امپورٹنٹ، دیٹ وی ہیو ٹو ڈائی ان دا کنڈیشن آف اے مسلم، that we have to die in the status of Islam as well, because if end is well, so all is well. So if end is in the condition of Islam, so it means we are successful. And if someone is deprived from iman even just one moment before his death, so he is not a successful person. So we should think about our iman as well. That's why ulama kiram say about iman, istiqamat, to be steadfast on iman, and it is very important. So we pray in the court of Allah tabarak wa taala that, oh Allah, you have blessed us with the biggest blessing of you, and that is iman. So please don't take it back, and we want to die in the status of iman as well. So alhamdulillah, we have learnt about Quran. Let's move to the last segment, the important vocabulary of the day. Hudan, guidance. Muflihun, it is a plural of muflih, means a successful person. And muflihun, those they are successful. Inna, surely, verily. Kafaru, they denied. Sawa'un alayhim, it is all one for them. Anzartahum, you warn them. La yu'minun, they won't accept Islam. They will not become mu'min. Khatama, he has sealed. Qulub, it is the plural of qalb. It means heart. Sam'un, listening. Absar, it is the plural of basrun. means sight. Ghishawa, covering, a cover. Adab, punishment. So this was the important vocabulary of the day. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. In next silsila, we will try to learn more about the Holy Quran. So keep watching Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, the days of Ramadan are among us. We are blessed by Ramadanul Mubarak. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we will keep watching Madani channel, we will have more chance to learn the Holy Quran, to get the knowledge of Deen, to have the passion to act according to the Sharia. May Allah give me and you tawfiq to act whatever Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said for us. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala.
Let's learn Quran. Let's learn Quran. Let's learn Quran. Let's learn Quran.